Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations all across the country on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, on their live stream. And we're also broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in the country. We thank them very much for that. And some leading independent stations out there, too, including our latest affiliate we're welcoming today in Walla Walla on the Hood River, both sides, Pendleton, Oregon on one side, Walla Walla on the other side. And a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, with September 11th coming up on Monday, a very special day. Our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, our men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers, hauling the mail, very important, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, and other petroleum products so we can go when we wanna. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on X as Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. You can go over there and listen to the program right now. We're streaming live. Don't need a player. Just click on the Listen Live link, and you're right there listening to the stream. And we've also got our podcast over there. You can listen to the podcast over there, too. So let's go to the telephone line, and let's open it up and find, first of all, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning to everybody. Good morning, Captain.
Yes, sir, and good morning to our new affiliate up there in Walla Walla and Pendleton, Oregon, right?
That's right, KUJ, 1420 AM.
Yep, and we welcome them and all the drivers that travel up and down through there on I-84 on the Oregon side of the highway, because that's quite a little trek when you leave Pendleton and start climbing the mountain and go towards Idaho. But anyway, over here on the other line, we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yep, and everybody's up there jumping around, waving American flags. They're all in for 2024, and I'm telling you, if you don't believe me, stick around and find out. I was the other day, Kyle, at lunch. You should have heard the conversations. You should have heard the conversations. And these weren't just Republicans. Some of these folks were Democrats sitting, you know, just very close to us talking about things that were going on. But are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Sure.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and affirmate the two words under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Denise, there's something interesting that just came out as a headline here in the last 15 minutes over on Fox News, and this is the governor of New Mexico I'm looking at. The headline says, bold move, and then it says, governor suspends concealed and open carry in major city after recent deadly shootings. Oh, boy.
Albuquerque.
Yep, I'm not surprised.
Now, well, I don't know what she stands to really gain with this, because the recent, I guess, shootings that have happened in Albuquerque, how many of them really happened with those that are licensed and have concealed carry? I would say zero.
That's right.
So who is she punishing?
The law-abiding people.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But it's only going to lead to more crime because there'll be...
Well, she's not...
Go ahead.
She's admitted that it's up for legal challenge. She has said that. And, you know, we'll see what the outcome really is. But, you know, this is a continued situation here where, you know, these politicians are there to protect our rights.
Mm-hmm.
And they're clearly not doing that.
Nope, I'm not sure what that protects, but it certainly isn't you or me, because I've been to Albuquerque, and I've been to that truck stop in the middle of Albuquerque. It was a Union 76. I don't think it is anymore. I think it may be a Petro or might even be a Flying J, but there was plenty of stuff going on in the middle of the night. You'd hear bang, 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 bang right there in the parking lot. With shootings that were going on because somebody would try to break into a truck and the drivers would just merely fire a gun out the window and worry about it later.
Okay.
That's what the way they handled it. Okay, Kyle, take it away.
All right, well, Denise, I will probably get the question in on this side of the break, and maybe you can answer it on the other side. But there's an interesting article out there today saying, will Hunter Biden cling to the Second Amendment in order to try to get rid of his gun charges? And they're going to bring up this decision that was in the United States Courts of Appeals Fifth Circuit regarding something very similar because of his drug use. So on the other side of the break, maybe you can talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I'll just say it now. He lied on the application. He lied on the form.
Okay.
That's right.
It had nothing to do with drugs.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Okay, well, you guys hang on. Here comes the music. That means we're going to take a break. It means we're going to come right back. And there's some guy here, some wild Mexican on the line here that's going to take us to break. So let's see if this is Jose or Kyle A. Let's see who this is.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, Kyle, I'll do just that. Thank you so very much. And by the way, this portion of the program, our conversation with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O. That's GEICO Insurance, and they've been saving people money for more than 85 years currently. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, you can go over to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, and besides just reporting a claim or scheduling an appointment to talk to an agent or to go to find an office where you can find an agent, you can get a quote on the vehicle you're driving or vehicles. You may have a car, you may have a truck, you may have both. But then again, you might also have, oh gosh, I don't know, a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or maybe an RV, and you can bundle all of that together. And if you do, you'll save money on your car insurance policy. But where you really, really save the money is when you add your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance to the car policy. You will definitely save a boatload of money. So go over to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Check them out. Either find out the name of your agent so you can take advantage of going to see your agent, or do it right there online, off the computer, and see what they can do. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Save yourself some money. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook is with us. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
All right, Kyle, take it away.
All right, well, Denise, none of us were invited to the launching or unveiling, whatever you want to call it, of the North Korea nuclear missile attack submarine.
Oh, darn.
We didn't get our invitations, and I don't know, they have to make them out by hand, I'm sure. But what do you think about this, Denise? Some of the reports we have is that South Korea, I think, is saying that, well, they don't really, can't even really make it go. Yeah.
Right. they're suspect that this is really a real thing. So
like a prop, yeah.
Well, you know, I use the term Potemkin Village often in Moscow lies, China lies, North Korea lies, Iran lies, Venezuela lies, Cuba lies. Now they all have something in common now, don't they?
Indeed, indeed they do. Well, it's, again, it's really sad on a human level as well, because North Korea, people are starving literally, and they're trying to appear strong and somehow, but even so, some of their weaponry obviously is real. And at what point do you think that they actually try to do something, or do you think there's enough of a deterrent there? In other words, could something happen? Would it be an accident or miscalculation, or do you think that they really will attack somebody at some point?
We've watched in the last couple of years North Korea launch missiles. I don't know, there's probably been dozens and dozens of missile launches, and they all end up in, you know, close to the waters of Japan, but there's never been any kind of attack, there's never been a damage, there's never been a target hit, or much less a target. So I think that we need to kind of put things in perspective. They do have abilities. And so does Russia. But that doesn't mean that these abilities, are good enough for some kind of, mission, that it gets completed at some point. So, we know that what North Korea is doing and not doing and what they're capable of, at least our national security apparatus does. And of course they're not going to let out all that they know, so we have to rely on media, and media only gets snippets of things, so they report what little there is to report, but it's not complete and concise. The one thing that I always do is consider what is not being said, what is not being told to us, so we get full context. I'm very suspect of the true and concise and comprehensive reporting.
Well, and meanwhile, exactly right. And meanwhile, over in China, it looks like China's state-run CGTN has an interview with an individual who's praising the ESG stuff here in corporate America, and that's the environmental, social, and governance programs, and said basically that this kind of mirrors Chinese communist dictator Xi Jinping's concept of socialism, quote, with Chinese characteristics, unquote. What the heck? Now they're praising what's happening over in America? It's like it's socialism, like with Chinese characteristics?
What do we call it? The enemy within. We're slowly destroying ourselves, and so why wouldn't Beijing, the Chinese Communist Party, applaud that? They have to do less work because we're destroying ourselves. I was having a conversation yesterday with a career, now retired, CIA weapons of mass destruction expert, and and I sent to him, interestingly enough, some legislation that has passed in California. Well, what was that? Well, the legislation says that they have passed a bill allowing judges to award custody to a parent, that will allow a child to undergo a sex change. So if you have a child and you don't want your child to go through a sex change, then your partner or ex-partner can get custody. Now, I'm telling you, that's where the state is really making your children a ward of the state. What does that look like to me? The Hitler Youth Program.
All right, hold on a second. We got a caller. I'm going to take the call. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from St. Pete.
What's up?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, speaking of the states being 50 individual states, you better be careful on which state you choose to live in versus the federal government having control over the whole 50 states or 49 states. Take Hawaii out of that equation. Speaking of information, it's not just six countries in BRICS. I think more countries are joining BRICS. Out of 209 countries in the United States, I think there's more than just six that have joined that thing. So that one is taking away, it's the opposite of the American, quote, petrodollar. What do you think? Thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
I've mentioned this before. Several other countries, almost a dozen of them, have been invited to join BRICS. But what, if you look very carefully at those countries, it isn't so much, it's a new petrodollar because they will now control, if they all do in fact join, they will control about 85% of the world's energy. That's now, terrifying.
Now, I've got a story that just popped up here in front of my screen here. It says the U.S. is moving troops and equipment within the country of Niger as a precautionary measure.
Niger,
and we know what's going on there. There's a lot of violence going on. What are we up to?
There was a failed government. The government collapsed. There was a coup. There is no government.
So what are we going to do? Install somebody?
Well, we try and make what we call ungoverned space governed space. But, you know, that's really what Afghanistan is. It's now ungoverned space.
Mm-hmm.
Gerald McKenzie was just interviewed on that in the last couple of days.
I saw him.
And you know, he spoke about ungoverned spaces.
Yep.
And that's what the military tries to manage and control under our commander-in-chief. Well, we have a commander-in-chief that's got ungoverned space at our southern border, and they're not managing that one. So it's whatever.
Hmm. Okay, Kyle. Sorry. Go ahead, William. We're going to run out of time, darn it. All right, here comes the music anyway. All right, well, you have yourself a great weekend, Denise, and try to stay out of trouble and stay low up there on the mountaintop. And Kyle and I will be right back with the military news and veteran segment.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Kyle, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. And by the way, folks, there's a 4'7" United States Marine that said the peers in boot camp kind of looked up to him. We'll be right back with more. Don't. Go. Anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. One Republican senator is making headlines for stating the COVID-19 vaccine could be more dangerous than the virus itself. Kentucky Senator and private physician Rand Paul on the floor of the U.S. Senate this week argued there are risks to heart health with repeated COVID-19 vaccine use.
If you have had COVID within 3 months and you take a vaccine, you have a profound risk.
Paul and other Republican lawmakers remain wary of any potential future mandates. Former Vice President Dick Cheney is out with an anti-Trump political ad this week. The video shows Cheney glaring at the camera.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump.
Cheney goes on to say Trump knows he lost the 2020 election and has been lying about it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment, our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by the Concerned Veterans for America. And their website is cv4a.org, cv4a.org. Go over there, check them out. Volunteer to help them with some of the causes that they're working on to help our nation's veterans out, because they do some great things. And they could use a little extra arm power, muscle power, paper power, whatever, to help them. And they're a great organization. I've been with them for going over 10 years now, and I do a lot of the public affairs stuff with them. When they tell me what they're doing and what they want to get out there, that's what I'm doing. So, cv4a.org. Go over there, check it out. And, of course, Jimmy T. Smith is on our program on Thursdays talking about them as well. He's the Florida State Director. Okay, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is in the house. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Tell us about this 4'7" Marine who may, by the way, may, don't know for sure, may be the shortest member of the Marine Corps of all time. It's hard to say for sure.
Well, you know, Captain, this is a great story. For the military report, you're right. A 4'7" Marine completed Marine boot camp in September, possibly making him the shortest U.S. service member ever, according to the report. PFC Nathaniel LaPrade graduated from Marine Corps Recruit Depot at Parris Island, South Carolina, on September 1st. And as the Marine chosen to carry the guide on, representing his entire series. So that's a big honor.
That is an honor.
Yep. It is a major honor. Now, get this. As a teen, he joined the high school's Army JROTC program, but he was pulled to the Marine Corps because he said, and I quote, this is a wonderful quote, "One day in the cafeteria, there was a Marine recruiter standing there, and his uniform was perfect, no flaws, nothing. You just felt something, stood there strong and disciplined, a solid statue of determination, of honor, courage, and commitment," unquote. Captain, what a great definition.
Absolutely.
Of a United States Marine. And so we are going to applaud this young man in his graduation from boot camp, and we wish him the absolute very best as he goes to defend this great nation of ours that he loves so much.
Absolutely. And I'm ashamed to have to report this because, again, here's some people that are milking the system. The VA now has announced that they may have, in fact, overpaid millions of dollars in the Gulf War syndrome benefits. People may have gamed the system. My goodness.
That's just, it's terrible. Yeah, dishonorable.
And we just can't seem to get, and there's something inbred in this current generation we got out there that just allows them to keep doing this stuff.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. By the way, the Air Force and their enlisted promotion tests are going to go paperless in January 2024. No more paper sit-down tests. You're just going to be awarded promotions on your merit.
Very interesting. What do you think about that? A lot of times, typically, don't you have to demonstrate some particular knowledge that you gained?
Well, they did that along the lines, I think, of the civil service is where that came in, because of the government employees, because you have to take a written test and score whatever, and then the promotions and pay raises are based on the actual scores. So I think what the Air Force was trying to do was to get away from the score system and use strictly the merit system on, you know, their individual assignments, what they had done and what their evaluations were. I think that's what they were doing.
Well, of course, also in combat, in wartime, you have field promotions, and you have some experience of that as well, Captain.
A little bit.
That's
a little
right.
bit.
Right.
Yeah.
And but that's because people show leadership, bravery, that kind of thing, and they get mm-hmm. promoted right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's the SOB to lead the charge up this hill? Oh boy. All right. Anyway, and we just talked about this, and Denise just said that it had to do with the trying to sustain a government that wasn't a government, so they're trying to put a government together and declare a zone, I guess, for the government to operate. But the U.S. has moved troops and equipment within Niger as a precautionary measure to set up that zone, kind of like I remember Baghdad. They had the Green Zone. Remember that?
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yeah, that was a pretty good-sized area where that's where the government operated. And it sounds like this is kind of like the same thing, only this time it's being done in a different country.
Exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm. So we'll keep our eyes open for that. Now, Japan has been going back and forth, especially Okinawa. They did not want the United States to add to a runway for the Marine Corps, for the Marines to take off and land their aircraft on. And they were fighting to keep from doing that. Now, the country's highest court has allowed the United States to, in fact, build the runway, which will definitely allow the aircraft that the Marines wanted to put in there to be there, and they'll take off on their runway, the Air Force will take off on theirs, and I'm assuming the Navy fits in there somewhere with the Marines, since they're all part of the same branch. Navy and Marines are the same, almost, except for the uniform, and one's on ships and one's on the ground, per se. By the way, Arlington National Cemetery, and I did not know this, has remained closed after a bomb threat.
Wow. That's not good.
What the heck? What are you going to bomb in Arlington National Cemetery? Except maybe a monument or something.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it would be like a statement or a terrible political statement of some sort, yes.
Jeez. Got some sick individuals out there.
Yes. Hey, Captain, did you hear about the Coast Guard and what they just recently did off the coast of Florida, I believe? They arrested someone, evidently a Florida man, was arrested when he was trying to run across the Atlantic Ocean with a giant hamster wheel. I kid you not.
It was a hamster wheel or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So the Coast Guard goes out and rescues this guy, Reza Ray Balucci, for the stunt. And he's now facing, I'm not trying to laugh, but he's facing federal charges.
No, it was a stand-up thing that you get in and you run around in and it actually moves. It propels
itself.
Yeah, it has
like paddles. Yeah, it has like paddles on the side. And so it's very so, and we always mention the Coast Guard as you do in the intro every morning, every hour. And so I just thought, well, the Coast Guard's out there, and sometimes it gets a little strange, don't you think?
That would have been weird to see that thing coming at you,
right?
Huh?
They put a shot across its bow. Just kidding.
Well, yeah, shot across its bow. All right, it would have sunk it probably. The big right. Big splash would have sunk it. I'm wondering how that thing could have floated.
Yeah, me too. I don't know how you'd get from Florida to, I don't know, Europe trying to do that.
Well, even if you were going to Miami to Havana.
Right.
Well, speaking of Havana, how about the Cuban arrests of 17 for trafficking men, young men, to fight for Russia in the Ukraine, where Cuban authorities say they've arrested 17 people on charges related to a human trafficking ring that allegedly lured young Cuban men to fight in the Ukraine with the Russian military. Now, that you really got to be totally out to lunch on that one to get suckered into that, don't you?
No kidding. Yeah, wind up somehow, I guess it would be a conscript in the most real sense of the word.
How could you not know you were going to Ukraine to fight?
No kidding. Yeah, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah, and I realize that Russia's pulling out the stops trying to get people from wherever and however. And by the way, I also heard that they were getting people from North Korea. Did you hear that?
Yes, we did hear a little bit about that.
I think we mentioned that this week, didn't we?
We did, yes. So now, again, this brings in these kinds of alliances, loose or otherwise, but still very, 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 very powerful and concerning.
Wow. All right. Well, here comes the music. That means we're going to take a break. And, folks, when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk a little bit about Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, because she's in the news right now. She's... I'm not going to say that she's up to auditioning to be the vice presidential candidate, but it sounds like as if Donald Trump is going out of his way to talk her into being his running mate. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here.
Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, everybody, final segment of the Captain's America Weekend Edition coming up. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot. And, of course, they make a product that I take and have taken religiously for going on 13 years now for two reasons. It works. Period. It works. And that's the reason I take it. Now, it's all natural, and I love that, 100% drug-free. And that's because the product that's in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, is designed to help your body's natural response to inflammation by going right straight to the source of the problem you've got and lowering or eliminating the pain that you have associated with whatever it is that's going on. Now, let me just tell you something. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regulation of key enzymes and proteins. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in. It comes in convenient individual packets, four little capsules, easy to swallow in the packet. You take one packet in the morning with your breakfast or whatever you're having for your first meal of the day to get started. You always take it with a meal because it helps to get through your body a lot better. And it will support healthy joints and muscles as well. Now, to get it, you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And the $19.95 quick start will get you started. Now, that's for 3 weeks, the $19.95 quick start. After that, you get a choice of taking it either on a monthly basis or every 2 months, or every 3 months. And just like anything else, you buy it in a larger amount, the price drops down a little bit in terms of the per capsule price. So you do whatever you think you need to do for yourself. But In the words of Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, you like to say what?
All you have to lose is pain.
Amen to that one. ReliefFactor.com/Captain1995. And while you're over there, check out their vitamins that they have, too. I take the B12, I take the vitamin C, and I take the D3 over there. And they also have a relaxing item over there, which helps you go to sleep. It helps you wind down and go to sleep. So there you go. Now, Kyle, Governor Kristi Noem has endorsed Donald Trump. Now, she is, of course, the South Dakota governor. And last night, she endorsed President Donald Trump as the only candidate who could defeat the corrupt Biden regime and once again put America back on the path to dignity and wealth. Now, her words, not mine. She says President Trump is the leader and the fighter that our country needs. Governor Noem told thousands of attendees at the Monumental Leaders Rally in Rapid City, he has my full and complete endorsement for President of the United States of America. She went on to say, I will do everything I can to help him win and save this country. Now, I would have loved to have been a fly in the wall, but there's been all kinds of rumors about her being the vice presidential nominee with him if he were to get the nomination. And again, there's no guarantee that he's going to because he's got all these charges against him, and all it's going to take is one or two. And, he might not be where he thinks he's going to be, if you know what I mean.
Well, you know, number one, Governor Noem is a very successful governor, for one thing.
I love her commercials.
She's got these great commercials out there. They're very innovative. But she would be a very powerful ally for Donald Trump or any candidate. She mulled her own possible presidential run last year, but decided against it, believing that Trump would be the only one who could really win. But that being said, perhaps, Captain, because we're in such uncharted waters, the vice presidential pick of Donald Trump, should he get the nomination, would be incredibly important because Trump would only serve the one term. And so his vice presidential pick would be, let's just kind of paraphrase Gavin Newsom here, the natural successor at that point. And setting up Kristi Noem into that position would probably be a very good maneuver strategically.
Well, you want to paraphrase something. I got an idea, and this might sound off the wall, but let's say Kristi Noem becomes the vice presidential candidate, and let's say Trump gets elected, and let's say that she becomes the vice president. Okay, Trump can only run for one term. Obviously, the vice president would then be the logical person to want to run for president. However, there'd be competition, I'm sure. Part of that competition would probably be then no longer governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. Now, what's to say that Ron DeSantis couldn't become the vice president under President Kristi Noem? How about that one for a switcherooner? Then you got the situation where you could have DeSantis come back and be the president after Noem is done being the president. I mean, think of this for a second. You could have, let's see, 12. You could have, like, literally 16 years of Republican presidents, if you do this right and you turn the country around, everybody'd be happy as a lark.
Well, right. That's why. I mean, typically the vice president, it depends. Dick Cheney was never going to go out and run for president.
Oh, no.
Basically. But generally speaking, though, I mean, you go back to Clinton Gore. Gore was sort of waiting his time in the wings, as it were, to go out and run for president. We saw how that turned out. But you're right. That's why picking somebody who's very successful, has a good reputation, and is able to be effective would be a real strategic move here.
Yeah, you're right. And as fate would have it, we need to just kind of sit back and relax and see what we can do. By the way, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. Let's not forget that Moss Nissan, of course, has got all those different dealerships scattered around the area here, and all you got to do is stop by, tell them the captain sent you, because here's what they have to say right here once they can get this to work. Rothschild.
In the market for a new vehicle? Moss Nissan has over 450 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from your first car to a larger vehicle for your growing family. They have options for every situation, so don't purchase a new vehicle without talking to Moss Nissan first. You'll be glad you did.
All right, well, Kyle, I did that to open up the window that I need to do what I'm about to do next, because we have a caller on the line who is not quite royalty to the show, but he does have his own intro, and that kind of gives away who we're talking about here, right?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Okay, get ready.
Here it comes.
Get ready. All right, folks, get ready, because here it comes.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we're endorsing Donald Trump. I'm glad you got on the Trump train, Christy. I love you, of course, and I love all the MAGA people. Don't go to Georgia. Don't spend any money at Georgia football. Don't go to Georgia. Don't go to the Masters. What a corrupt piece of crap Georgia is. Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the greatest president in American history. That judge should be hung for treason. Kemp, the governor, should be hung for treason. The prosecutor should be hung for treason. What a disgrace. Donald Trump called to see. He was winning by a landslide in Georgia until you all busted out the ballots and dumped him on camera and stole the election from him. And you're going to try and say that he's indicted? Get out of my face, you holy piece of crap. And Mitch McConnell, it's time for you to retire. And Pocahontas, you're going to talk about a disgrace. Joe Biden is a disgrace. His presidency is a disgrace. No, we don't want to send any more money to Ukraine, okay, while American people are suffering, while gas prices are through the roof, and your president is a crook, and your leader is a crook. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. And more importantly, stand up for our kids who are getting butchered in our schools, and stand up for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Donald Trump, all the way. Peace.
All righty. Well, what you think, Kyle?
Well, we're not calling for people to be hung for treason. Not at all.
Never happened because they didn't commit treason. Sorry.
That's right. So we're not saying that at all.
No.
But definitely, you know, who knows what's going to happen. The Kristi Noem thing is a very interesting development here, and so we'll see how things go.
Well, I think it's fascinating because she's become her own little media darling over the past few years, and I'm all for it. Really, I think she's a great addition, and I think she's the future of the Republican Party, and they could do a whole heck of a lot worse. It's a lot better than looking at some of these Democrats.
That's true.
I'm not saying any words now, am I? All right, Kyle, we'll talk to you Monday morning. Patriot Day. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professional politician. I'll be back Monday morning. We'll be telling you again all about where we're going to be on Monday, and I hope you can make it and remember the meaning of the day.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.